If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Pat Brady is a former chairman for the Illinois Republican Party and former federal and state prosecutor. How are you today, Pat?
Great, Lisa. How are you doing?
Doing well. Uncertain about whether the National Guard is coming, whether they're not coming. Last week when we talked, we're like, it looks like they're not coming. And then the next day they were coming. And then yesterday they were. And now today the president says maybe he's sending them to New Orleans. Where are we? What's your opinion on this?
I don't know where we are, but it's a good question. And probably the bigger question is, what's this going to look like if they do come here? Are they going to be standing on Michigan Avenue with guns, or where are they going to be? How are they going to interact with the local law enforcement? So a lot of questions and kind of uncharted territory for sending troops in like this to Chicago. So a lot of unanswered questions, things I really don't know, but I heard last night that they are coming. So we'll have to wait and see.
Right. I have been challenged to find people who live in the most disenfranchised neighborhoods to find out how they feel about it. And really, if you're not going door to door in talking to a couple thousand people, I'm not sure that you can really get a feel on how neighborhoods feel about what they perceive as help or what they perceive as a hassle. I don't really know the words, because I don't know many people that live in those neighborhoods. I've mentored some kids who have lived in some of the toughest neighborhoods, and a lot of the people that we get on the text line here live in the suburbs, and they have very strong feelings. They think, what can it hurt? But there's so many questions that are unanswered. There was a report in the New York Times, and they said Homeland Security officials requested, as we know, to use Naval Station Great Lakes, and that they would have a space for 250 department personnel plus a tactical operations center and an incident command post, as well as bathrooms, laundry, parking for 140 vehicles, storage space for medical supplies and weapons like rubber bullets and tear gas. When you say things like rubber bullets and tear gas, that tells me that perhaps they're here to stop any protests, but I think the protests would be against them. So I don't know what these National Guards people are being thrown into.
You know, good news is if they come even to the Kennedy, we'll take them 4 hours to get downtown.
Isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? Hey, and did you buy a Powerball today, Pat? Are you interested in being a billionaire, or are you already a billionaire?
You know, what would I do with it? No, I did not. I got to do that, though. Isn't that, that's crazy. That's a lot of money. But, yeah, I mean, there's just so many unanswered questions. And to your point about the people that are in the neighborhoods that are most affected by this, the reality is, I think we talked about this last week, the real violent crime is pretty localized in, you know, the West and the South Side, and has been for a long time. So I could see when the political leaders are saying crime is down, which it is, and it's a lot better with the new superintendent. But, you know, if your cousin, kid, father, mother were shot and killed recently, you would think this is a crisis. So I understand that people may want this and may want this kind of law enforcement, but it's just, there's just so many unanswered questions on what it would look like, and how long are they going to stay?
Yeah, those are all unanswered. And the question is, too, how are we ever going to have numbers we trust? You can present numbers about crime going down or crime going up. It seems that unless people believe what fits their narrative, what they are, you know, what their thought process is, they don't always believe the numbers. We have seen the numbers that have shown crime has dropped even across the nation. But you can't really get people to buy into that or believe where the numbers are coming from. And I saw a piece with Jamal Cole, who joins us because he's the guy living in all of Chicago's 77 neighborhoods. And he said, sometimes it's the way we look at murder. If there is a domestic violence in a home and a person kills their spouse, that's still a murder. That's different than a drive-by shooting. And I thought, that's right. We wish that we knew more about the murders and the numbers that are reported every Monday for weekend violence, because I think some of us would look at some of those numbers possibly a little differently.
Yeah, it is tough to understand and to trust the numbers. But I believe this, and I think that if they actually did bring in those kind of troops or however it would look, crime would go down immediately. It has
Absolutely.
Done that in D.C. And if they encircled these areas and really got tough with it, it would go down because they don't want to be shooting at the gangbangers and the bad folks. Don't want to be shooting at guys that are armed and are going to shoot back. But what's going to happen after a couple weeks? You know, these guys can just become scarecrows and sitting ducks out there. So, I wish someone would articulate to all of us what the plan is here. Just sending the troops, what's next? Are they going to, like I said before, are they going to be roaming up and down Michigan Avenue? I mean, that's not good for business. Are they going to be in the bad areas? I don't know. How long is that going to last? So just so many questions. But what I don't like, and the political leadership is, and both sides are guilty of this, trying to solve this by social media. I mean, let's sit down and have a conversation. We've got a lot of smart people here in law enforcement.
The head of
work with them and figure it out.
Pat, I don't know if you saw yesterday, it was the head of Border. It was the guy that Pritzker ridiculed, called him, wanted to be a social media star or reality TV star. Anyway, on his...
Kevin Powell?
Kevin Powell, he's not here. He's off today.
He's at Hallis Hall today. You can't poke any fun at him.
He's at media training.
Yeah, I knew he was gone. So I would get...
But I was looking at his site yesterday, and he was running a contest on his social media page. Guess where we're going next? Which is just seems a little tone deaf.
Yeah, the whole thing is tone deaf, and it's not. This is serious stuff. People are dying. Kids are dying, and it's our city. And I won't understand for the life of me, or don't understand for the life of me. The president calls Chicago a hellhole and all these things. I mean, he's got a hotel that's $650 a night, so it can't be that bad. But when he does that, that's not good for anybody in Chicago. It just seems like everybody needs to kind of take a step up and mature a little bit and figure out there are ways that we could effectively use federal assets, but this social media war is not helping us.
No, it never does. And, you know, Pat, you have to address this because every time you come on, I have a text that says Pat Brady is a Democrat, and I have another says, you know, Pat is a diehard Republican. It's so funny that people don't take people at their word anymore. They think you have to have a party affiliation to have an opinion these days. How do you manage that?
Well, I've been walking precincts since I was 10 years old. I'm a Republican, and I'm just not a Trump Republican because philosophically I'm conservative, but I don't think there's anything wrong with trying to call balls and strikes and trying to get things done. I think a lot of people are fed up with the partisanship, and it's all the theater and theatrics. I think, I don't know, if people get mad at me for not towing the Trump line, that's fine. I mean, a lot of the stuff the Democrats do I don't agree with, but I think that's what makes for a healthy discussion. So I don't know what I am, but I'm still a Republican, and I probably always will be. I just don't like what's going on now.
Pat was the chairman of the state Republican Party. I mean,
right. Well, I know that, Steve. I know that. But he also knows how people like to name call these days. And it is funny because I so appreciate my audience because we've got everybody. It's like a family reunion here. Everybody's got a different opinion. But it is interesting that whenever we have opinion guests on at 247, on Monday it's Dr. Hermine Hartman, on Tuesday it's Howard Tolman, on Wednesday it's Pat Brady, people immediately want to attach what they think is an appropriate tag to those people when I would say they're all pretty independent thinkers.
Yeah, and listen, I've been called a lot worse than that. So
sometimes by Kevin Powell.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you for joining us, and I know that's always a tough
Good
situation, but we appreciate you, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
See ya. Thanks, guys. See ya.
That's Pat Brady. Call him whatever you want. He doesn't care. He knows who he is.